Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love. Welcome
to the Love Live Jesus Up Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host this evening, Alfreda Love, and today we have a very special segment entitled Winning Through Christ. I said that title is Winning Through Christ, and we are going to look at Ecclesiastes 9, verse 11. That's Ecclesiastes 9, verse 11. All right, and so this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I would like to begin by reading Psalm again, 1 through 2. Psalm 9, 1 through 2. And it reads, I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. I have read Psalm 9, 1 and 2. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And before I begin, as you know, I'm going to incorporate some music into this ministry because that's what the Lord has commanded me to do. Amen? So you have to be obedient, and that's part of winning through Christ, obedience. So I just gave that away. But without further ado, I want to play Mr. Luther Burns. And then after I play Mr. Luther Burns, then I want to get into the revelation of God, what he gave me as far as winning through Christ. And this is something I need to hear as well. This is the revelation of God. I have an idea of what the gist of this particular ministry will be about. But as I said before, I allow the Lord to use me in such a way that I allow the Lord to speak through me, because if I was speaking through myself, you would hear a lot of opinions, you would hear a lot of things. So therefore, I would like to let the Lord use me in such a way. But before we begin, I would like to pray unto God, and then you will hear Mr. Luther Burns' song. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and start on our way, Heavenly Father. We thank you for being on top of the ground. We thank you for just blessing us as we travel down the dangerous streets and byways, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we are asking you, Heavenly Father, would you continue to bless those who are in the hospitals, Lord, whatever pain they're going through, neck, back, leg, whatever it is, Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you bless them in a particular way. Heavenly Father, would you bless their family members to continue to be uplifted, continue to have their eyes focused upon you, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, would you bless the listeners who are listening right now? You know every need that they have. You know every want that they have, and we're just asking you, Heavenly Father, would you continue to keep us close to your cross, Heavenly Father. Keep us close to the Word of God. Help us to not deviate. Help us to not to become stagnate in the Word of God. Heavenly Father, we're asking you, Lord, as the Word go forth today, would you hide me behind the cross? And would you increase you, Heavenly Father, where people will begin to see you and not me, Heavenly Father. Would you bless the words of my mouth to be that of your words, that of your will, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we understand that we're expecting great things this week. We're expecting great news, Lord. We're expecting recoveries and advancements, and we're expecting a lot of things this week, Heavenly Father. And we know that everything good and perfect comes from you, Heavenly Father. We're just asking you, Lord Jesus, would you help us to continue to be steadfast, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Lord, we're asking you, would you continue to lift us up, Heavenly Father, and if we're too high, bring us down, and if we're too low, Heavenly Father, bring us up. Lord Jesus, we're asking you, which each person who listens, would you bless them to get something out of this ministry, some type of answer that they have been waiting on, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you, at this particular moment, at this particular time, would you decrease all of me and increase you to greatness, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the ministry. We thank you for the additions. We thank you for the traveling grace. We thank you for us being able to travel with the ministry. We thank you for the lives we are touching and the lives we will touch, Lord. We thank you for the connections. We thank you for the blessings. We thank you for the new opportunities. We thank you for the doors that are opening, Lord, as we speak, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the doors that were shut, Heavenly Father, praise God. And we thank you for the doors that are ajar in which we can see and trust you, Heavenly Father. We're asking, would you continue to bless our eyes to look towards heaven, Heavenly Father, so that we can hear a revelation from you, Lord. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the revelation of God. We thank you for the spirit of God. We're asking, would you move right now, Heavenly Father, would you remove me out of the way, and would you take over this particular ministry, Heavenly Father, because there are many people who want to hear this particular ministry concerning winning through Christ, because everyone wants to be a winner, Lord, but we have to realize and understand that we can only win if we go through you. Now, Lord, as I relinquish my mind and I relinquish this voice and I relinquish my hands and I relinquish my feet and I relinquish any opinions, I'm asking you, would you fill those voids, Heavenly Father, with the word of God, with the anointing of God, with the spirit of God, where we'll begin to touch not only my heart, but touch those who are listening. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey, amen and amen. And at this particular time, I would like to play a song by Mr. Luther Barnes.
There is a name above all names, and it's the holy, the magnificent, the unconquerable name of Jesus. The Bible says that demons tremble at the very sound of that name. Yes, he's our Lord and our Savior. We've gathered here today to give you all the glory. We're here to give you honor. Yes, Lord, we're here to lift you up. And with one voice, we'd like to say, we're gonna make it.
All right. That was Mr. Luther Barnes. Lord, we praise you. All right. So today we're going to focus on the topic of winning through Christ. And how many of you have won something such as a ticket somewhere, a vacation, money, a house, or a car? And I'm sure that everyone falls into one of those different categories. And if you notice, all of those things are materialistic, which means that they will soon fade away. Amen. But what God is asking us today, and the revelation of God is moving, is that what are we doing to be winners through Christ, where our works and our the things that we do for Christ will not fade away? And I was going to go in one direction, but the Lord is giving me another direction right now, and I'm going to come back to that particular verse. The first thing when we win through Christ is we have to have a clean heart. And a clean heart means that each day we have to cleanse our heart, because there are many things that happen in the world that causes us to become sometimes disgruntled, sometimes to inherit the spirit of unforgiveness, to inherit the spirit of quitting, to inherit the spirit of I don't believe in God anymore because God didn't come through when I wanted him to come through. So each day when God blesses us to wake up, and it doesn't matter if you're not able to start on your way, it doesn't matter if you're in the hospital and you can't move. Your mind takes you places that your feet can't take you, according to the Lord. Amen? Your mind, let me say that again. Your mind, our mind take us places that our feet can't. And so what is the Holy Spirit saying? The Lord is saying that we can accomplish anything through our minds to our destination. And it's going to make sense in a few minutes. But first of all, the Lord said we must have a clean heart. The Lord does not dwell in mess. The Lord would not bless gossip. The Lord would not bless anything that's less than clean. And so therefore we have to have a clean heart, which means renewing of our spirit each day. Just like each day we have to cleanse our bodies, right? So the Lord is saying each day, just as we cleanse our bodies, whether it's 3 times a day, 4 times a day, we should take that much time to cleanse our hearts so that we can win through Christ. And Christ is able to dwell in us if we have a clean heart. And that's what we want. We don't have to carry a Bible and have a big cross and, you know, be tatted up with a huge cross, letting people know that we love the Lord. The Lord says he will dwell with us. That's why the Lord says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. But we want to make sure our hearts are right when we ask the Lord into our heart. Okay? That's number one. So we went through Christ through having a clean heart. Number two is our mind. A lot of people think that I can have a clean heart, okay? That means that I don't hate anyone. That means that I don't have any evil or malice. But my mind, I am in conflict with my mind. What do you mean by that? When I say that we're in conflict with our mind, God is telling us to do one thing, right? And for some reason we deviate, okay? Some reason we deviate from that, and we do not win through Christ because, as I said on last week, we're not walking in the will of God. How many of you know that when you play basketball, when you play football, when you play sports, if you do not follow the play, then the whole play is going to be messed up. And then you may receive a penalty. The other team may receive the ball, as we said before. So we have to make sure that our mind is not lukewarm, okay? We have to make sure that. We have to make sure that either we're with Christ or we're not. And what I'm promoting today is that we went through Christ by the thoughts in our mind. And we should think on the good things. It's in the good book, as I said before. We should think on the good things. That's another way we win through Christ. Okay? Number three is we win through Christ through, of course, prayer. And that is a huge factor in winning through Christ. There's a Bible verse that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that's where we're able to face life each and every day. And whatever life gives us, we're able to conquer it through Christ, That is how we win. There is a situation in which you're going through that is unfavorable to you. But you're winning through Christ because you continuously pray. Your heart is right and your mind is stayed, amen, on Jesus. That means you're thinking about the good things. You're thinking about the glory of God, everything that the Lord has blessed you with. So this is one phase that the Lord gave me. This is phase one. Phase one is we must have a clean heart, a clean mind, and then prayer. And I want to bring this revelation out that the Lord just gave me. Most people would think that prayer should be first. And actually, I also believe that prayer should be first. But according to the revelation of God, okay, we must have a clean heart, clean mind, and then we must pray. We can't bring a messy heart, evil thoughts, and then begin to pray unto God. If you have a messy heart, you're thinking evil, and then you pray, then actually you have two areas in which you have allowed the devil to use you. And you're not going to be focused on Jesus Christ because you're going to be thinking about the evil in your heart, and you're going to be thinking about the negative thoughts. Okay? So the Lord is saying that we must cleanse our heart. How do we do that? We cleanse our heart every day by asking the Lord. Lord, when we wake up in the morning, Lord, cleanse my heart. Allow my heart to be clean this whole day. And we have to ask the Lord this every day. It's just like when you're taking a bath or a shower. You have to do it daily. You cannot go 2 days and not ask the Lord to clean your heart. It doesn't matter if things are favorable to you that whole day, because evil thoughts can come, okay? It can really get you, and you don't know it until you say something and you say, wow, why did I say that? Okay? It's those moments where something comes out that you didn't know that you had in you, because we're not asking God according to the revelation of God. We're not winning through Christ by asking God to cleanse our heart, cleanse our mind, and then we're not praying, right? Because you have to pray over all that. You have to pray for a clean heart, a clean mind. But the Lord is saying we must renew ourselves every day, because every day is a different challenge. Every single day of our lives is a different challenge. So when you, the Lord is saying, phase one, when we wake up in the morning, it doesn't matter if you are in a hospital bed. It doesn't matter if the Lord starts you on your way and you walk. However you get out of bed, or however, you know, you start your day, the Lord is saying, ask the Lord to cleanse your heart. That's the most important thing. And you notice that when your heart is clean, you begin to think positive thoughts, which affects your mind. Therefore, you can pray unto God sincerely without any intentions of hurting someone, without any intentions of trying to get someone back. It's not a malicious prayer, you know. So the Lord is saying, you went through Christ by having a clean heart, clean mind, and praying unto God. That's the first phase of winning through Christ. You want to know why the Lord hasn't answered you yet? As I said before, the Lord may be preparing something for you, but also the Lord says that he may be cleaning your heart. He may be renewing your mind, okay, so that you can begin to communicate and pray to him, so that you can have a relationship. Remember I said that? A relationship with Jesus. All right? Now the second phase. Let me read this scripture. And this actually comes from Ecclesiastes 9 and 11. I returned and saw unto the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. Okay? I want you to focus on this. This is what the Lord has given me. The race is not to the swift. And then I want you to focus on that last sentence I just read, but time and chance happen to them all. The Lord reveals that we must stay in the race. I want you to write that down. Stay in the race. Or you can say remain in the race if you want to be correct. Remain in the race. Remain in the race. And there is emphasis on this. I'm going to give you the revelation of God as it's given to me. Remain in the race. There was a story a long time ago, and the story was based on a tortoise or a turtle and a rabbit. And if anyone knows anything about gravity and you know anything about speed and velocity, then you know that the rabbit is faster than the turtle. So a lot of you already know this story, but I'm going to tell it to the ones who don't. So pretend like you don't know the story, but this is what the Lord has given me. And so in that cartoon that we used to watch, the rabbit started off fast, okay? And God says this exemplifies a fast life. The rabbit started off fast, past the turtle. I mean, the rabbit was just gone. The poor turtle was just there, and the turtle was just walking slow. The turtle really didn't think that he could catch the rabbit. And so the rabbit, and this is how the fast life will do to us sometimes, the rabbit thought that he had it all under control, right? And so he decided, I'm going to take a nap because I'm looking at all of this area that I've covered. Notice that he said, I've covered. And I'm going to just take a nap and rest, right? Idle mind is a devil's workshop, amen, if we're not working for God. So the tortoise keeps trucking, all right? And this is a symbolization of God may not come when we want him to, but he'll be there right on time, amen? And so what happens is this turtle is going very slow, but yet after a while, the turtle can see this rabbit in view, right? So the turtle looks at the rabbit, and he keeps going, and he keeps going, and he keeps going, and finally he passes the rabbit. And the rabbit is still asleep, right? The rabbit is still asleep. And so the rabbit somehow hears the cheers of all the people as the turtle is getting ready to cross the finish line. So the rabbit, as fast as the rabbit is, hurry up and runs. And guess what? The turtle beats the rabbit by just an inch. But turtle won. So what the Lord has given me to tell you today, to encourage you, to encourage myself, no matter what it looks like, no matter how far it seems, amen, we're talking about your blessing. We're talking about the will of God. We're talking about what God promised you. We're talking about the journey that you had to go on and all the no's and the things of that nature. The Lord says no matter how far the blessing seems, continue to run the race. Do not give up. Do not quit. Do not throw in a towel. Do not take shortcuts, right? Do not step over someone to get there. The Lord says, I have designed this yellow brick road, Dorothy. I have designed this yellow brick road, Alfreda. I have designed this yellow brick road, Bruce. I have designed this yellow brick road for you. You don't have to rush into your destiny because it's yours. What's at the finish line is yours. You don't have to take shortcuts. You don't have to step on anybody to get there. You know it's there. Running the race. That means you continue to work for God. You continue to have that clean heart that we talked about in phase one. You continue to have that clean mind. You continue to pray unto God. You continue to run in that race. It doesn't matter if the person in front of you is almost finished. You continue to run. But you say, I'm 60 years old and I'm just going back to school. It doesn't matter. Continue. Continue to run the race. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. Don't get discouraged, frustrated. But I've had so many no's, and I know that I'm qualified. Continue running. Because God did not place. You notice that the turtle passed a lot of things that the rabbit also passed up, right? And sometimes God wants us to just pass through to get to our destiny, right? Because our will is not God's will. So God's saying in order for you to win the race and finish, you must continue to run. How many of you know someone who have ever run a race and won if they just stopped? I mean, I don't see how you can win if you quit. I really don't. you know. So you have to finish the course. You have to finish the race. You have to finish what the Lord has put inside of you, whether it's ministry, whether it's teaching, whatever it is, singing, whatever it is, you have to finish the course that the Lord has given unto you. You have to do that. That's very important, to stay or remain in the race. So the Lord is saying that we need to stay in the race. Do not quit. Do not give up. Do not throw in the towel. Okay? So I want you to remember that. Remain in the race. And I'm going to write this one more time so that I can give you a revelation, the final revelation, which I don't know it yet. But I want you to write down winner through Christ. Winner through Christ. When you are getting ready to win, you're going to go through obstacles and trainings, and you're going to go through successful parts of that process, and you're going to go through failures of that process. When you go through the failures, because everyone knows how to face success, right? When you go through failures of the process of winning, amen, when you go through the failures, there are two things you need to keep in mind. Focus, as I said before, that keeps coming up, and boldness. Okay. Everyone knows how to accept success as you are reaching your win. But a lot of people do not know how to face the failures. And I'm going to describe to you what the Lord showed me with failures. The failures are the no's in your life. Those are the failures. That is what people perceive as a failure, because it's a rejection. Amen? A lot of people correlate rejection to failure, when actually God is saying rejection is God's opportunity. Write it down. Rejection is God's opportunity. Success. Okay? So, with the failures that one may face, okay, the no's, the Lord wants us to focus. Remain focused on the prize. Remain focused on Jesus Christ. That's your first focus, is Jesus Christ. Your second focus is on the prize. What did God promise you? It's not what you want. What did God say in his will that he was going to give to you? It's kind of like a person's will. We're able to say who we want to give what to, right? Well, in God's will, he is able to say what he's going to give to us, because we have an inheritance from the Lord. But in your failures, you must remain focused, because if you take your eyes off of Jesus Christ and take your eyes off of the prize, you begin to deviate and go into the wrong, or you begin to go on the wrong path, and then you lose total focus, and now you're off the track of winning through Christ. Okay? Number two is boldness, and boldness does not mean aggressiveness. Boldness means being in the Word of God, being confident that you are a winner through Christ. You think that every morning. You act that way. You begin to speak that language, the Word of God, those good things. We go back to the phase one, having a clean mind, having a pure heart, and praying in boldness, because you are confident that the Lord is going to bring you through. And a lot of people think that winning through Christ means that you're in competition with someone. Winning through Christ is that you're in competition with yourself to get as close as possible to the will of God. We will not reach perfection until death, but we want to get as close to Christ, as close to God as possible, so that we can win through Christ Jesus. And what do I mean by win? I'm glad you asked. We're able to, when we pray, the Lord responds. Amen? When we pray, the Lord responds. Right? We're able to win souls, which makes God smile. We're able to win souls. And number three, we're able to give the word of God for encouragement for those dismal days, for those rainy days, for those days that we feel like quitting and giving up. We have something to fall back on, which is Jesus Christ. It's always good that if you fall, you have someone to fall on instead of hitting the ground, right? So we went through Christ in so many ways. But what the Lord described today, and I'm going to go back over it briefly, is that we have to have a clean heart. Every morning, ask the Lord to wash your heart, just like you wash your body. Ask the Lord to clean your heart. Ask the Lord to renew your mind. Whatever happened yesterday or 2 weeks ago, it's in the past. It's over. It's finished. And then, of course, prayer, because you're consecrating your heart and your mind so that you can begin to get into the presence of God. We don't want to go before God with a bunch of mess, with a bad heart, evil thoughts. We don't want to do that. We want to come to God. We want to consecrate ourselves before we get to God. We want to pray before we get to God so that our prayers will go through and so that we can get into the very presence of the Lord. Okay? Number two, phase two, the Lord says remain in the race. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. It doesn't matter who's ahead. It doesn't matter who's behind. It doesn't matter the obstacles you see. It doesn't matter the hurdles you have to jump over. It doesn't matter about the mud puddles. It doesn't matter about all the trees and all the grass. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you remain in the race so that you be, continue to do the work of God so that you can become a winner through Christ. Okay? Now, I spoke about what happens when or in the process of winning, what happens in the process of remaining in the race when we're tired. And the Lord says that we will experience failures, and failures are rejections, which means no sometimes. But God says remain focused on him and the prize. What is the prize? The prize is whatever God promised you, whatever is in the will of God. Not your will, not your friend's will, but whatever is in the will of God. And then finally, the Lord says, go in boldness, right? He says, go with the word of God. Go understanding and knowing that you are a winner. Act like a winner. Look like a winner. Think like a winner. Don't doubt yourself. Say, I have Jesus Christ. And because I have Jesus Christ, I am a winner. Don't think about negative thoughts. Think positive. And a lot of people say, why can't we think about negative thoughts? Because God says, think on the good things. Whatever situation is unfavorable, turn it into a favorable situation. That's how you begin to win through Christ. And finally, the Lord says that when you are able to do all of this and you pray, the Lord responds. Because you didn't pray amiss. We begin to win souls. People want to know who this God is that you serve. Right? And then, of course, we give God the glory. But the most important aspect with the winning through Christ is that it all starts with our heart, because that's what the Lord looks at. If you notice, the Lord doesn't look at our clothes, nor the people we hang around, nor our affiliates and things of that nature. The Lord looks at the heart, and the Lord says, we must start by having a clean heart. That's how we win through Christ. Start by having a clean heart. Okay? So I just wanted to give that to you, and I want to leave you with 2 Timothy 4, 7 through 8. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all of them also that love his appearing. The Lord is coming back. And when the Lord comes back, the expectation is for the Lord to give us a crown. The expectation is for the Lord to say, well done. Okay? And so we must win through Christ while we're on earth. And it starts tomorrow. When the Lord blesses us to wake up, open our eyes. we should begin to do these three things. Ask the Lord to cleanse our heart, ask the Lord to cleanse our mind, and we should begin to pray unto God. And whatever goes, whatever comes, we must stay in the race. Is every day going to be Sunday? No. While you're running, are you going to get tired? Yeah. I mean, one time I ran 26 miles. I became tired, but I kept pushing. Why? Because I knew that there was a finish line. That's why. So we have to keep pressing towards the mark. And that's what the Lord is saying. The winner through Christ. A lot of us, we get so caught up, and I'm speaking from the revelation now, and we're going to get to the music in just a second. We get so caught up in wanting to win materialistic things, it's going to fade away. We want to win contests, which is good. We want to win a lottery. We want to win this. We want to win that. And the Lord is saying, what about winning through Christ? There is a finish line for us. We all have an appointed time, and we want to win, right? Nobody wants to lose. But we win through Christ by renewing ourselves each day, just like we cleanse ourselves. We renew ourselves each day, and that's what the Lord is saying. It's very important that we do that. Because when we begin to lay hands on people and pray for people and pray for ourselves, we have to be clean. We have to be right. We have to be right. And that should be our prayer. For us to be right, the Lord can tell us, well done. So remember, starting tomorrow, be sure that when you open up your eyes, you ask the Lord to clean your heart, to clean your mind, to clean your spirit. The Lord is just that good. I feel excellence. I feel just, excuse me, I just feel great. Because I know that I can depend on the Lord. I know that if I can't depend on anything else, I know that I can depend on the Lord. And I know that the Lord does not change from day to day. I know that. So I want you to think about winning for Christ. And I want you to really ask the Lord starting tomorrow. And I guarantee you, you're going to feel better. Okay? Ask the Lord, Lord, cleanse my heart so that I can have a successful day, so I can win today. I'm telling you, a lot of opportunities are coming this week, a lot of opportunities in the ministry, in the careers, a lot of opportunities. But the Lord is asking us now to cleanse our hearts and our minds so that we can go into the presence of God. The Lord did say, come as you are. I hear that. Well, the Lord said, come as I am. Yeah. But the Lord shouldn't have to just rumble through stuff, through evil things in our heart to get to us. We should come as an empty cup so that the Lord can fill us. And that's what the Lord is suggesting and showing. Okay? So without further ado, I would like to start my new journey that the Lord has given me with gospel music, and I'm being obedient. And the first person who you will hear is Ms. Shante Stewart. Ms. Stewart is from Waco, Texas. She can sing. She can minister through song. She was able to record with some individuals who's in the gospel industry. She has a single out on iTunes. If you just Google Shante Stewart, you will find her single. This particular song that I'm getting ready to play is an original. As I said before, her name is Shante Stewart, and you will hear her ministry, and you will know that she is anointed, amen, by God. So without further ado, I'm going to play her particular song, and then after which I will come with another artist. Now, before I begin, I would like to tell you that if you want your music or your ministry played on the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry, I will do that. I specialize in up-and-coming artists, and I also play those artists who have been around and music that I've grown up on, music that really ministers. If you're already an established artist, I don't mind playing your music as well, because I want to know all the new music that's out, and I want to be able to support the gospel ministry and the gospel music. And so if you want to contact me, I will give you that information after the ministry. So right now, without further ado, this is Ms. Shantae Stewart. She is from Waco, Texas. She is a gospel recording artist, and she has a single out that she just recorded with some other gospel artists. So please check her out. Without further ado, I'm getting ready to play her CD. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Shante Stewart from Big Rico, Bellamy, Texas. And that was actually an original that she created. So, therefore, we praise Ms. Shante Stewart, and we praise her ministry, amen, that God has given her. And so, as I said before, you can go to iTunes and type in Shante Stewart, and you will find her single that she produced, that she, in other words, that she was ministering on with several other gospel artists. All right. Our next artist is Miss Yolanda Adams, and Miss Yolanda Adams is an American gospel singer. She is a record producer, actress, and radio host. And Miss Yolanda Adams had a ministry or a show in Beaumont, Texas, in December. And I tell you what, her music is just phenomenal. She's a very anointed young lady, and I have grown so much on her music, you know. And I just realized a couple of years ago, I was like, wow, she's in Texas. So I really enjoy her music. And I listen to it a lot. So without further ado, this is Miss Yolanda Adams' song here, and I'm sure you already know what it is. So here it is.
What are you trying to say, Yolanda? Look, forget about all that other junk. This battle ain't yours. It's the Lord. Think about it.
Jesus cannot be
That was Miss Yolanda Adams. And our next artist is Miss Gigi Burrell. Miss Gigi Burrell is also an upcoming gospel artist, and she has actually written three particular songs. And today we're going to listen to So Amazing. So Amazing. All right. And actually, we're going to listen to He Is Good. Amen. We're going to listen to He Is Good. He Is Good by Miss Gigi Burrell.
Come on, put your hands together. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together.
Together,
for He
All right, that was Miss Gigi Burrell. And next up we have Just Praise. That's J-U-S-P-R-A-Z-E. And he says that God is so amazing. So here we go.
17. For the Lord your God is God of gods, and Lord great, the mighty, and the awesome God. With my wife, suicidal thoughts in the kitchen Sunday night. Thought that I was bluffing till they seen me grab the light, broke me down. My past had me haunted till I fell to my knees. He had me right where he wanted. Sick to my stomach, but dead in my spirit. Sending prayers to heaven, just hoping that you hear them. I got a testimony and I want the world to hear it. That's why in my music, you're the object of my lyrics. Lord, and I'm blind without your vision. God, you're incredible. Can I get a witness? And your grace had me suddenly restored. Dear Lord, I'm so grateful and I'm humble to. I'm crying out your name as I crumble to the floor. My feelings for you change, cause every day I love you more, Lord.
So
cried in the hospital, so overcome with joy, cause my baby boy is here, and he's breathing, now he's two, and he's crying every minute, cause he's eating, now he's five, and my baby still ain't speaking, we laying hands on him from the pastor to the deacon, smiling on the outside, but inside I'm mad, and I'm worried that I'll never hear my son call me dad, so I'm praying for his healing and deliverance. Let the Holy Spirit make sense from all his deliverance. I get emotional every time I mention this. I start talking but I stumble over sentences. But my God is a healer, matter of fact. My son is finally speaking and he even called me dad. When I'm in the car and I'm praising to a track, I hear a little boy singing hallelujah in the back. Lord,
it's so wonderful, so incredible. It's so wonderful.
Our next artist is Miss Shamora, and Miss Shamora is actually from Atlanta, Georgia. And I am going to play her song, Afraid. All right, this is Miss Shamora from Atlanta, Georgia. Here we go. Just a second.
I'm in a different place.
All right. That was Ms. Shimura from Atlanta, Georgia. And that concludes the ministry for today. And I do have a few announcements. Be sure to continue to uplift and encourage your family by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREEDALOVE. Spiritual guide. Spiritual guide is on the go. A spiritual guide on the go is actually in bookstores. If you look online at Barnes & Noble, Fullest, Bookworld, and other bookstores online, it is there. Be sure to pick up your copy. If you're interested in a guide, you can inbox me and you can donate whatever you'd like. In addition to that, gospel artists, promoters, publishers, authors, writers, radio hosts, any positive community leader, please reach out to our Free to Love, that's ALFREDALOVE at Facebook or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. Please, please, please. In addition to that, be sure that you are praying for 110 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one. In addition to that, make sure that you are praying for 20 consecutive days as we are waiting on the Lord to appear as far as the blessings and the promises that he has promised many of us. In addition to that, just make sure that you tune in to the Love, Live, Jesus Up ministry all this week. We will have some guests, and we'll have music, and we'll have different things going on, so please be sure to do that. In addition to that, make sure that, as I said before, I can't stress it enough, just continue to pray and stay in the Word of God and just do your best. Amen? And I would like to thank my God, your God, our God, my family, my friends, for tuning in to the Love, Lift Jesus Up ministry. Continue to invite your friends and your family members. And if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.